Mini episode 831 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 831. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Better Call Saul episode 3.4. Here are the top five developments coming out of the third season's third episode. Number five, we called it about poor Ernesto. Really proud of this one since this is not speculation that we'd seen anywhere else, merely a guess based on the hypocritical moralism of Chuck and Howard. Jimmy was pretty consumed with his own troubles in the last episode, but he's going to be fueled even more in his fight against Chuck by the outrage of having his friend, who only tried to do the right thing, screwed over for his efforts. Number four, Chuck may have started to realize what his grudge against Jimmy will cost him. He's probably severed the last tie with his younger brother by pursuing the prosecution against him, and he just ran off Ernesto, who set a high bar for conscientiousness in his care of Chuck. Jimmy's prediction of how Chuck's life will end in a hospital, scared and alone, is no better than he deserves. And while Chuck is too stubborn to recognize that, we saw the first seed of recognition of what his isolation, started by his condition and exacerbated by his worldview, will cost him. Number three, Kim's sunk cost may bankrupt her, if not literally, then in terms of everything that matters in her life. The last episode's title came from Kim framing to Jimmy the situation that they face as she sees it. She's never been portrayed as someone with much of a life outside of work, and so if her career and her relationship with Jimmy tank, she doesn't have much of a support system. By accepting Jimmy's offer to fight his case alone, given that their boutique law offices are technically separate, she had a chance to save herself, but she passed on it. Unless the writers take another very unexpected turn, this situation should have a lot to do with why we never see her on Breaking Bad. Number two. Jimmy's looming legal battle moves to the forefront of this season. An educated guess is that Jimmy's name change to Saul will be the climax of this struggle, probably a compromise since neither Chuck nor Jimmy will want to share the McGill family name any longer, but how we get from here to there is going to be fascinating. This is one case when the journey really is more important than the destination, not just because we know the location. Number one. Mike and Gus begin their relationship by taking the measure of one another. By the time that we encounter them in Breaking Bad, the cleaner is the trusted consigliere of the Chicken Man, always keenly aware of his place in the operation. So while we might have gone into the last episode wondering if Gus was prepared to hire Mike on the spot, having already learned of his capabilities, this more circuitous path feels much more like an earned one. Because neither man is showing all of his cards yet, it wouldn't make much sense for them to settle into the familiar dynamic of Mike being subservient and obedient to Gus right off the bat. Each man will learn a lot more about the other during this season, and we will see that bond blossom right before our eyes, and as with everything that this creative team does, it will be very much worth watching. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.